Good?
Yes, yes, I'm good.
For recording?
Oh, yeah, it's recording.
Oh. 3, 2, 1.
A warm welcome to Disky Talk with Luyolo. If you're tuning in for the very first time, I ask that you please subscribe and hit that notification bell. And if you've been a part of this journey, I hope you thoroughly enjoy this episode. So, MTN 8, Wafa Wafa, quarterfinal, Cape Town City versus AmaZulu. So, I'm thoroughly excited for this one as we're going to have a tactical preview of that encounter. So, without wasting any time, let's head straight into it. So, the red team will represent AmaZulu, and then the blue team will represent Cape Town City. So, with regards to AmaZulu, Benny McCarthy is an adaptable coach, especially from a tactical standpoint. However, his most preferred lineup that we saw last season is a 4-2-3-1. So, with regards to the 4-2-3-1, let's start. So, in goals, we've got Veli Mota, who will slot in there. At right back, we've got Thembela Skakane. And then, as the right-sided centre-half, we'll have Kumede. As the left-sided centre-half, Thapelo Xoki. And then, this is where it gets interesting. So, at left back, AmaZulu have lost Sibusiso Mabiliso to Kaizer Chiefs, but they have signed Philani Zulu, who can play as a left back, can play in this position as a left wing as well, but most notably as a left back. So, I think Philani Zulu will start in there ahead of Tshepo Masilela. However, like I always note when it comes to the tactical preview, that anything can change and anything is possible with regards to the lineup. However, this is more or less what you're likely to see. So I would go with the Philani Zulu in there. Also, another special mention is Malepe. Malepe has signed. Malepe is left-footed, so he can also play as a left-back or a left-sided centre-back. So he could also potentially have a look-in only progressing into the season. I don't think he walks straight into this lineup because this lineup has done so well in the past season. And this back four has also been very solid. So I think Benny goes with the tried and tested of at right-back Sikakane, Kumede as the right-sided centre-half, left-sided centre-half, Thapelo Xoki, the new boy, Philani Zulu, in my opinion. And then, progressing into midfield, he does like to go with Sithebe and Makgaola. So, with regards to Makgaola, Grootman is one of my favorite players, man. You know, he's got the beard, he's got that vintage Grootman look, you know. So, Makgaola is one of my favorite defensive midfielders. And I think in the past season, he was one of the most consistent, if not the most consistent defensive midfielder, especially with the work that he does in protecting his back four. And also when it comes to circulating the ball, starting play from deep, breaking the lines, penetrating, and then ensuring that the creative players and the playmakers within this AmaZulu side get the ball from deep areas coming from him. So, very, very good player. He is one of their best players, if not their best player. He is the backbone and the pillar of this AmaZulu side. So then, going into the three that play behind the striker. So, yet again, I have to mention that it could possibly change, but this is most likely what we're going to see. As the right wing, Kalinge was growing into confidence. He did end the season off strongly. He was starting games. So I think Kalinge will start as the right winger. And then as the left winger, we'll have Mulenga. And look, he was AmaZulu's best player, in my opinion, last season with regards to his goals and his assists and his link-up play. You know, a player who some feel like is a striker, but with regards to his style of play, you know, it tells you everything with regards to how he moves, his body, that he likes running at players. And he likes starting wide and then coming in. And then as a 10, I think you'll have Luvuyo Memela in there. And then you'll have Majoro up front. So that's how I think they'll shape up in their 4-2-3-1. However, a special mention to a couple of players. So in the centre-back department, you could have Nkwazela in there, a young centre-half who I think people should look out for this season. I think he's going to do very well at AmaZulu. Very strong. And what I like about him is also very confident. Special mention to him. In midfield, let's say he wants to go with the 4-3-3 because of the type of game it is, coming up against Cape Town City, a team that likes to hold on to possession and dominate proceedings within midfield. Maybe he might be a bit conservative and say, you know what, I want to go with an extra midfielder. So the options then we have a look at, we've got Mlambo, and then we've got a newly signed Keegan Buchanan, who I'm very excited of. So in there, let's say he wants to go offensive. So maybe then we'd have to forgo Kalinge, then say Memela, go to the right-hand side, start on the right, so you can cut in and come onto your favorite left foot, occupy the half space, occupy those channels and those zones. And then let's maybe have Keegan Buchanan going as an 8, along with Sithebe, and then Makgaola in there. He could do that, especially to nullify and combat the midfield of Cape Town City, especially considering the type of players and the personnel that Cape Town City will have. And then, when we then have a look at the other option, he could go with a Xola Mlambo. Xola Mlambo could go in there as well, and it could be very conservative, looking to protect the midfield and looking to rotate the ball and have as much ball possession as possible. However, I would go with the Keegan Buchanan as an 8 and Sithebe as well, and Makgaola in there. But let's revert them to their normal 4-2-3-1. That was just a special mention with regards to an alternative that they could potentially go with. Yes, of course, up front there's also Mtembu if he wants to go with the target man. However, this is how I think AmaZulu will line up. Left back, Pilani Zulu, Tapelo Xoki. You've got Kumede in there. You've got Sikakane, Velimoto as the goalkeeper. Your double pivot of Sithebe, Makgaola. But Sithebe does tend to become an 8, venture forward. That's when Makgaola would come in there. Then you'll have Memela as your playmaker. Kalinge coming off the right. Mulenga coming off the left. So then, when we then have a look at Cape Town City. So, with regards to Cape Town City, Eric Tinkler does like to, he has a very similar approach. So, a 4-2-3-1, but if he wants to, he can also go with the 4-4-2, but we will go with a 4-2-3-1. So, having a look then at Cape Town City in their 4-2-3-1, in goals, I think Darren Keat slots right in. You know, he is the player that they were missing. And I say that because they had to replace Lewenberg, and they've replaced him with Darren Keat, who I think is one of the best goalkeepers in South Africa when he's on song. So Darren Keat will start in goals. And then we'll have a back four of Mkhize at right back. And then two center backs. We will have Mubara, and then we'll have Tariq Filiz. And then at left back, this is where it gets interesting, because we do know that Ed Milson has found his fitness again and he's recovered. And I think he could potentially start in there. However, I think based on form and with regards to preseason performances, I think maybe Mashego could go in there. So let's say Mashego goes in there. And then in midfield, you've got Tato Mokeke, who will start as your defensive midfielder. And then you will have, yes, a man where there's been so much speculation. Will he leave? Will he stay? But we have seen that he is staying so far. Nothing has been confirmed as of yet. So he then has to start Thabo Nodada in the midfield. So what I like then about the duality of these two is that Mokeke is very good at starting play, so he will drop in there. Very good at pinging passes. He controls the game very well. And I really like how confident and arrogant he tends to be on the ball. So when you then have a look at Thabo Nodada. Thabo Nodada is a midfielder who can do a bit of everything. You know, so he can go box to box. He can join up and play as an 10, can play as an 8. He can get into a double pivot if needs be. So his energy is very vital in the midfield for Cape Town City. And then when we progress and have a look at the right wing, I think could go with Craig Martin. That's the player who's played the most for him, for Eric Tinkler. And then on the left-hand side, one of my favorite players, I think one of the most underrated players, Surprise Relani. Yeah, he's always got a trick or two up his sleeve. Very skillful, and a player who's got so many assists in the bag. You know, also got an eye for goal, so watch out for that. And then up front, Fakhri Leke. That is a player who has played the most for Cape Town City in that position for Eric Tinkler. It has been Fakhri Leke. However, I do note yet again, ladies and gentlemen at home, that it could potentially change. And then, last but not least, the man I've left out goes by the name of Mduduzi Mdantsane. And the reason why I've left Mdu out is because I just want to mention how special he is to this Cape Town City side. So I view Mduduzi Mdantsane as a Ramdoita, as a space interpreter, a space investigator. I say that because within this Cape Town City side, whenever you do watch them, Mdu tends to take up so many different positions during the game. So he's tactically versatile. So sometimes you'll see him popping up in the box, scoring a goal. He's very good at that. He's got an eye for goal. Sometimes you'll see him popping up in the half space. Sometimes you'll see him popping up in a central zone, dictating terms. Sometimes you'll see him dropping a bit deep to help out in midfield. And that's why I think he's their key player. Very, very important when it comes to manipulating the space, reading the space as well. So then when we then have a look at Cape Town City, there's something I'd like to mention concerning Cape Town City and how tactically versatile they are. So I did mention that he can also go with the 4-4-2, where you will then see Mdu go up and become the second striker. He's very good at that. He can become the second striker. And then when we have a look at their build-up, this is something interesting that I think that a lot of teams aren't aware of, that Cape Town City are very good at doing. So the nice thing then about Cape Town City is that when they do build up and they do transition and they are on the ball, so you could have Fakhri Leke in there, it sort of becomes this 3-4-3 without even realizing it, where you've got the two playmakers dropping in the space, and Martin becomes a wing back. But let me illustrate. So what you will see is that Surprise Relani will drop into the half space. Mdu will occupy the half space. Then you will have Martin giving us the width on the right hand side. Then you'll have Kize tucking in alongside Phillies, and then Mubara. Mashego gives the width on this side, and then you will have Mukeke and Notata in there. This is the duality, and this is what Cape Town City can do to you if you're not aware. They can build up in this manner. They can easily go to a back three, and you don't even realize it, because now on the field of play, you're trying to sort of analyze, oh, who's where, what's happening, you know, where's my man? Last I remember they were playing a 4-2-3-1, they were playing a 4-3-3, but now it's gone to a 3. It can become very aggressive very quickly. You could even see them having at times sort of that 5. If they go on the front foot, you can see them doing that. And that's why I think the game will be won in midfield with regards to this game. But let's go then back to their normal back four. So that was just a little secret. So let's go back then to their normal back four. 4-2-3-1. That they will have, most likely have, on the day. So yeah, in the comment section, do let me know. What do you think? Which formation do you think they could potentially use? Both Cape Town City and AmaZulu. So when we have a look then at the key players, I will start with AmaZulu. And something to note about AmaZulu is that they're very quick on the transition, and they're a very aggressive side. You know, they're very direct. So yes, they can keep possession of the ball, but when you do give them space, they will punish you. They will be very aggressive, and they'll be very offensive. And when I look at who will be the key players for this game, so I think Qalinge is one I've highlighted as a key player, and Mulenga as well. So I think these two will be the key players, you know, and outside of Makgaola, who is, for me, he's always the key player going into any game. But I'd like to touch on the two wingers, then I'll get to Makgaola. So when you look at Qalinge, I think he can get at a Mashego. And Mashego, from a defensive perspective, he's not the best. So Qalinge could have a field day on the right-hand side. And then when you have a look at Mulenga, he is their main source of goals from an assist perspective and scoring perspective as well. So he's a very dangerous player when it comes to cutting in and finding those spaces. So those two will be very important. But the man who I mentioned earlier on, Makgaola, and the reason why I say Makgaola is because he could be instrumental to controlling this game. Like I said, this will be a midfield battle, and it'll be a chess game and a tactical battle. However, as the game progresses, I do see it opening up. However, I will give you my prediction in the extra time segment. So let's go then to Cape Town City. So the two key players, I've got Surprise Ralane. I say Surprise Ralane because how he interprets the space, how he manipulates the half space, looking to come in and work his magic as well, especially when Sikakane goes, because Sikakane loves to overlap. So that would give Ralane the space and the freedom in here. And then Mtu, depending on how he adapts. That's what I love about Mdu, guys. You know, I know I'm speaking about Mdu because, yo, he's my maybe third or fourth, let's say third favorite player to watch in the DStv Premiership after Umshishi Nonyoso. So Mdu is my third favorite player to watch because of how he adapts to football, how he's always thinking, you know. And an interesting thing to see when you watch him, you must check how many scans he makes. You know, he'll scan the field, check shoulder, drop into space, check shoulder. Before you know it, he gets the ball, he already knows what he has to do. He's seen the space, he's analyzed the half space, he's analyzed the runs, he's analyzed the movement, he splits the defense. But the lovely thing with him is that he also gets onto the end of those balls. So he's analyzed the holes, he's analyzed which channels he should run into. That's what he's very good at. So he's also their key player. So those two will be key coming into this game. But heading then into the extra time segment where I make my prediction. So this is a multi-layered prediction because of the intensity of this game. So in the midfield, I think that's where it's going to be key. And depending how both teams go at it. But I think in the midfield, in order for one to win this game, they have to get a hold of the midfield. Once you control the midfield in this game, either as a Cape Town City or as an AmaZulu, you win this game. And I see a high-scoring encounter. And I say that AmaZulu will win this game 3-2. That is my prediction, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much for tuning in into yet another special episode of Disky Talk with Luyolo. I thoroughly enjoyed breaking down AmaZulu versus Cape Town City. And I think this is actually going to be the best, if not one of the best games of the MTN 8 quarterfinal. Do let me know at home, what do you make of AmaZulu with regards to their tactical approach? What do you make of Cape Town City as well? Thank you very much for tuning in. Signing out.